and Ditts for breakfast. Distinctive homes, perfect for your lifestyle. Our house, your home. Let's talk
about Tex. Let's talk
about Tex. Let's talk about
Tex. Let's say a good morning to the Texan. He's the talk of the town, talk of the country. Good morning to you, young Texan.
Good morning, boys. How you going?
You must have been pleased with the performance with your boys last weekend, and also your performance. And the new rules have assisted you, young man. 17 goals in three game, and could win the Brownlow.
Let's calm your farm, Jars. I was going to call you Ditz then, but it was good. The most pleasing thing for us was the momentum went back and forth throughout the game, and our young group were, again, able to hold firm, and that throughout the start of both quarters, Gold Coast jumped us. So for us to hold our nerve and get back into the game and arm wrestle back was very pleasing.
The difference between the Texan last year to this year, is it purely just ball movement and the new rules as everyone's been talking about? Is your body feeling better? You look to be moving better. You're cleaner. Are you just more mature? You got the two kids now. What is it?
I don't think maturity and Taylor Walker will ever go in the same sentence.
But, I threw that one in. He did too.
I just think I've been able to.
Oh, Texas just dropped off. Here, eh?
Sorry, boys. I've got no idea what happened. They will blame Telstra.
Well, are you going to finish the answer to that question or?
My form, that was yes. Whether I'm mature. yes, I'm mature. I thought I was actually a bit stiff not to land number one in the Russians' best-looking bloke in the world.
You're not Russian.
Yeah, to be Russian.
You don't know. I might have a little bit of Russian in me.
Russian blood.
I can do the Russian twist.
Hey, Tex, back to the footy. Now, everyone that I talk to is loving footy again. Now, as players, do you talk about that as well? Is there more enjoyment about the way that footy's being played again?
Well, I think that the balance is back to where it should be. Certainly teams are scoring a lot more and it's more enjoyable to watch. So I'd certainly be in that corner playing and watching footy at the moment is certainly more enjoyable.
Hey, Jordan Butts, tell us about him, because he's sort of just an underrated defender that no one really talks about, but he's done some huge roles over the past few weeks.
He might be underrated outside the club, Burn, but we rate him very highly in here. Man of very few words, but just gets it done. And his development over the last couple of years has been outstanding. And a player who went away over the break and had a massive off-season, had a massive pre-season, and now we're just seeing the reward that he's been able to do for the hard work.
Hey, Tex, you've always been a beautiful kick for goal, and you're kicking the ball as good as you ever have. Now, Jars always goes on about how bad everyone, you know, their set shots are for goals. And how involved do you get with the players down there with goal kicking?
Well, I certainly had to have a chat with VB, our midfield coach, yesterday about his midfielders floating into the forward line and taking a mark in front of me. And I'm semi-okay with that. But if you're going to do it, make sure you finish the goal. So Lockie Sholl and Paul Seedsman are on notice.
Now, Texan, what did you say to Stewie Jew when you were walking off? Obviously, there's a little bit of verbal between the two of you, player, coach, opposition
coach. I'd have said I'd finally found where the Beaumont children were. No, I didn't say that. I said, you want to be careful, you might get a 10 grand fine like Scotty did if you come out and mix and match with the players.
Did he reply?
He did not reply. He gave me the dirtiest look you've ever seen.
The Easter weekend, how did you go? How many Easter eggs did you consume?
Oh, I chugged down a lot of chocolate over the weekend.
Oh, no. Don't.
Papa Bear. I had a few. The good old Hague's chocolate.
Yes.
Almonds and freckles. Had them for breakfast, lunch and dinner, brother.
Hey, as you know, I went down to training last week and just showed my face around there. Are the young boys still talking about it? Because they all came up and I was signing stuff for them.
Come on.
They did.
Never listen to it. We love seeing... We love seeing our best and fairest winners back down at the club, Burn.
What about runners up?
runners up? You didn't finish runner up one year, did you, Burn?
Yeah. Either one of them was outside the top 10. Didn't worry about top 10.
Yeah, that's when you kept your pants up around your ankle and you didn't take them down over in Stansbury.
Hey, listen, come on, keep it clean, mate.
Sorry, buddy.
Hey, hey, Tex, you got a young family. Congratulations on that. So I want to know, the night before a game, you know, because sleeping, you need to get a good night's sleep. So what happens there? Do you go to the spare room or what happens?
I stay in the same bed, keep the same routine, but Ellie knows that any noise or disturbance that comes from any of the rooms upstairs that she must attend.
You're off limits?
What is it, a Russian?
I roll over and make out I'm asleep.
You've got to stop rolling over. That means you're awake. You just stay still. Just
I toss and turn a lot, Bernie.
Do you? Are you a tosser and turner? Do you sleep on the left side or right side of your body, or on your back or your belly?
What are you putting me through the trenches for? Bloody hell. No.
Hey, it's a hard-hitting question.
I sleep on my
you
right side.
You should answer it.
I sleep on the right side. I've got to stay on the right side.
Mr. Jarman, my name's Taylor Walker, and I like to sleep on my right and left side.
Brilliant.
Hey, North Melbourne this week, that throws up a different challenge, an expectation challenge.
Yeah, I'd imagine we may be favourites going to that game, but
will be.
For us, we've just got to continue on doing the things that have allowed us to play well, and that's our ability to win the contested footy. And play off that, but also pressure the opposition into mistakes and try and win it close to goal as we can.
Hey, I'm going to be over in Melbourne too this weekend, so if you want to catch up and, don't tell the girls. Don't tell the girls.
No, I won't bring Ellie. You don't bring Abby and we'll catch up.
Yeah, good.
Now,
good.
Buddy, before we let you go, you got a gag for us? You normally tell a joke with old Rupert and Dit.
Yeah, this one's for you, Jars.
Yes, Tex, yes.
What starts with W and ends with a T?
What?
It really does, I swear.
See ya, buddy. All the best.
See ya, boys.
There he is. See ya, there's our Texan.
I don't get
what the hell was that?
Was that a gag?
What was it? It starts with W, ends in T.
I'm just doing the awkward laugh. You know?
Yeah.
I'm scratching my bloody blue.
If we don't get it, I know Jazz doesn't.
In the Australian Football League, there are two markers which designate bad performance. The scoreline and the
three.
Bernie and Jars.
And Bluey.
This is what they learned.
All right, chaps, what did you learn over the Easter weekend holidays? I'll start with you, please, Gregory.
Yeah, well, I think that the cricket world has officially gone mad. Ooh. So there was a game against Pakistan and South Africa, and social media blew up over a run-out incident. Mm. So Pakistan were chasing a huge total. Their opener, Fakhar Zaman, made 100...
Who?
Fakhar Zaman. We'll move on. Don't want to say that too quickly, Byrne. He was 193.
Yes, he was.
Off 155 deliveries. Now, there was a throw coming in, right,
mm-hmm.
that was going to the keeper's end.
South African
Quinton
captain.
Quinton de Kock.
Yeah, de Kock, yep.
He was running in, mm-hmm. and he pretended as if the ball was going to the bowler's end.
Don't tell
right,
me.
So he basically tricked the batsman into thinking that. So the batsman just sort of took his time and thought he had, you know, and he was run out, direct hit. Social media blew up saying, oh, unsportsmanlike.
Well, it is.
It's not.
Yes, it is.
It's just, no, you know what,
Jars? That's not how you play cricket, mate.
It's just like.
I do that every time I play.
That's right.
No,
correct.
Don't like it. Don't like it.
Correct. It's
I do the opposite.
It's like in football, Tex Walker goes to lead one way and he then goes the other way.
No,
changes
that's rubbish.
Mind. That's like,
you can't compare that.
You
that
can.
Is, he's the captain of his country.
He's not the captain, by the way.
Or vice-captain then. All right, and no way. That's the integrity. His integrity's been smashed.
No,
Quinton de Kock.
No.
You can't do that.
No, that
is unsportsmanlike. No, I don't like it.
That's
not gamesmanship.
When the bowler runs in and he bowls a wrong and instead of a leg spin,
no,
I meant
don't
to say,
like
well,
it.
No, you can't.
Very
do
disappointing.
That.
What do you think, family? 0488 51047. Thanks to Automasters. Is that unsportsmanlike cricket behaviour?
Gentlemen, with a heavy heart. The Giant Scotsman, which has loomed over one of our city's busiest intersections for nearly over 60 years. And as a wee boy going off into the city with my late mother, I used to stop at those lights and look under his quilt.
What did you see?
Sorry?
Well, I didn't see any, but I thought...
It's a kilt, not a quilt.
I said a kilt. Did I say quilt?
I said quilt. A quilt.
Oh, Catherine Duna, looked mate, under my quilt.
You're
last
as
night.
Scottish as Vegemite, my friend.
They're going to redevelop that site.
Yes.
And the big man has to find a new home. Well,
Henley! Henley!
I'm devastated. No. 60 years, you can't shift it. They've got to keep it there somehow, please. I know you've got to redevelop and move on with the times, but we cannot lose the giant Scotsman. There's no way.
I used to know when we were getting close to Adelaide Jars, coming in Main North
there
Road from York Peninsula. Yeah. As soon as you could see the Mr. Scotty from the distance, you go, well, we're not far away now.
No.
So, no, that's an icon. Been
sorely
there for
missed.
How many years, Jars?
60-odd years, yeah. Burn, please.
60 years.
I've stayed in that hotel, actually.
What's it like?
It's good.
Oh, I'm not sure I am
with, who with Bluey and why weren't you staying at home?
We're a brekkie show.
Blue, explain.
Come on, mate.
It was a cricket thing.
Oh, yes.
Burn?
A cricket trip. You lived around the corner.
Oh, well,
you're in the doghouse. You're in the doghouse.
Everyone else
Blue.
Was.
Oh, no.
It was a long time ago.
Was Catherine with you?
What did you?
No, it was years ago.
What did you learn, Burn?
I learned that your romantic getaways to Scotty's Motel are really disturbing.
The giant Scotsman, William Wallace.
So, hang on. The two cricketers involved in what you learned, Blue, were Fucker and De Kock.
Yes.
So, yes. Okay, right. That'd be tough for them.
Commentary, you have to be on the ball.
Yeah, and
Burn, what do you got?
You couldn't do it. Hey, I learned that Sydney Swans are the most exciting team to watch, Jazz. Now, if you went back 5 or 6 years, even 10 years, you would never, ever think anyone would say that.
Yeah, highest
scoring team in the comp. Yeah. I saw this team firsthand on the weekend at the G and just beat Richmond up around the footy. And well, they're going to get people to games. And their young brigade is the best, I think, in the AFL. Yep. Probably up there close second to Port, maybe even with Port. But their drafting and their academy stuff, they just keep producing these players, Jars, that are stars.
Yeah, it's great for the game, Burn.
It is great. It's always good to see Sydney playing well, because it's not good when they're down the bottom of the ladder.
Now, who's the sexiest man in the world?
Yeah, I was going to say, on a serious note, the Russians have cast their vote on the sexiest man in their country.
Me.
And guess who won?
Don't tell
Guess
me.
Who won?
It's not, is it?
Like Vladimir, a
swimmer or something? Vladimir Putin has been voted the sexiest man in the country. The 68-year-old. No, there were 2,000 Russians asked, and he got the vote. So there you go.
All Vladimir, threatened by him if they didn't vote for him.
Well, that's the thing.
Be careful.
Oh, sorry.
Is this show global as well, Jazz? Because we don't want us getting back.
Boys, now I need to have a chat to, both of you to start with. But we're all commentators. We're all special comments, man. Jazz, you did it on the weekend for the SANFL. How'd you go?
Yeah, very enjoyable.
Nice.
Glenelg beat West Adelaide. It was a terrific game.
Yeah, good. And it was it now.
Yeah, it was. It was.
You invented boundary riding as well, didn't
well,
you, back
well,
in the
when
day?
When it first started, when Triple M started getting the AFL rights, yes, I did.
Mm. And Bluey's carrying that on now well?
Well, he is, yes. Yeah, yeah. Greg's doing a marvellous job.
Mm. Yeah, okay. And as part of
our
role...
Where are you going with this, please, Ben?
As part of our role, we're paid to, call the game and
be
make
honest.
Statements and be honest and
educated.
Have an opinion, Jars.
Absolutely.
You need to have a strong opinion.
I like this.
And sometimes,
this is the rush hour at its best.
Sometimes we get them wrong, but someone's been getting a lot wrong lately. This is one of our very own last week.
Port Adelaide won't lose a game again this year. Port Adelaide will not lose a game this year.
Charge, you want to lose one.
Port Adelaide won't lose a game this year. They are at another level.
It lasted a week. It lasted
a week.
I thought they were going to knock off the Eagles.
4 days. Hey, but Jars, I must give it to you. 4 days is a lot longer than your last big statement.
Ash Barty and Rafa Nadal.
I'll tell you right now, they'll win the Australian Open, men's and women.
That was four hours. Ash Barty was just started playing and she lost within.
She won the Miami Open. She's on the Cairns with a coach. She's number one again.
I haven't even got the audio of some other ones you've lost. I mean, you've worn a wig for a week. You wore the Eagles mascot in the Hype for Hope now. Can you remember my lesson. Can you remember your last statement you got right? Is there any? Have you ever got one right? I asked AJ and Hato and everyone at Triple M if you could just go back and maybe find something he said that has actually happened. There's an Alistair Clarkson one as well. Coaching Adelaide. He was coaching Collingwood. He was everywhere. He's a state of Hawthorn.
I know another one.
Oh, no. What's he done there?
The man on the mark, Jar, said it'll ruin the game.
It's never been better.
Scoring's up. It's great to watch. Jar, can you make me another statement now? Can you just come... Just come up with a prediction for this weekend. Something that may happen in football. It might be outside of football. It might, I don't know, give me something.
I'm going to drop 12 kilo in 12 days. Yeah.
See, none of his predictions actually hurt anyone. It's not like they bring a little bit of panic into the world of AF. Oh, sorry, this has just been handed to me.
Next Tuesday, there'll be an announcement to say that the Adelaide Crows have signed Alistair Clarkson to a 5-year deal, 1.4 a year.
Please, just give me a result for the weekend because I want to punt against it.
We would, but he's left the studio.
He's had enough.
We wanted your thoughts on Sam Newman being cancelled. Now, Sammy's been cancelled plenty of times on TV, on radio, on podcasts, but now he's being cancelled from a venue. What's happened, lads?
Down at the Lady Bay. Now, we had him on last week to promote Sammy visiting Adelaide next week. He's doing a few gigs around the town, and he was hilarious, all right? Not everyone's Sammy Newman's cup of tea. We get that. We understand that. Everyone's got different opinions on Sammy, but he was hilarious, and he was funny, and he was engaging. And, so within, 5 days, the manager of the Lady Bay Golf Club, is it?
Yeah, or the Lady Bay Hotel. Yep, and there's accommodation down there. Right. There's a golf course there, and Sammy was meant to be there.
Right.
So it was sold out too, wasn't it?
Sold out, and they've cancelled.
Yeah.
They don't want Sammy Newman down there.
Well, they had some feedback from the locals.
Yeah.
And said that we don't want Sam and what he stands for to be in our hotel.
And so he's filthy. Sammy's filthy.
Yep. What a load of crap, though. Mm. I reckon that's if you don't like him or you don't want to hear what he says, just don't go.
So why did they book him in the first place?
Well, they probably thought they weren't going to get the feedback that they did.
So who gave him the feedback then?
I would say that there's housing down there. Yep, there's people
housing,
that live.
Yep. Members of the club?
Maybe members of the golf club. Right. Yep. Well, we don't know. They didn't really go into specifics, did they? But
let's be honest, Blue. It's the minority that have complained.
You're not forced to buy a ticket either, just quietly.
No, exactly. You don't have to go, Jars. No one's making you go. If you don't want to go, don't go. But if he sells a show out as quick as what he did, his entertainment is outstanding. And yes, not everyone agrees with the way that he comes across, but he's very entertaining. And there's no secret to why he sold it out. Because he's good. He's good to listen to.
We all know Sam privately, don't we? Like I've played golf with him a couple of times. Yeah, yeah. You've been out on the boat with him, Bernie, and he's a terrific guy. But he does come out with some stuff that is very controversial. Mm. And is the venue that has him there? Do they align themselves to his values? Mm. So is that
why? It's a good question.
It's a good question.
Yeah.
That Absolutely. Is a good question. But is it just like getting a band to your pub? Not everyone's going to like, you know, people might be AC/DC fans, some might be ABBA fans. Yeah. But if ABBA comes, that's not, and you're an AC/DC fan, you just don't go. Yeah. You just decide not to go. It's not, you know, I just don't get this. I just think it's a bit of a free promotion for the pub. We're talking about it now. We're mentioning the Lady Bay pub. Mm. I think it's... I just don't like what I'm hearing.
Greg, did Jason Gillespie put a tweet out that he supports the pub's decision?
Yeah.
Diz?
Yeah, he did. He did. Jason said he doesn't know what the big deal is because venues hire and cancel gigs all the time. And then he wrote, for what it's worth, I fully support their views.
Their decision.
Yep.
Geez, wouldn't you be just itching to get a full venue these days with COVID? Hey?
Yep. Damn right you would.
Why wouldn't you?
I'd like to hear from someone that bought a ticket and is disappointed.
Yeah.
What do they do? Can they ring up? Can they text?
Absolutely. 133353, Sam Newman's gig being cancelled due to backlash from the locals. Do you agree with that or do you not? Brenton in Burton, what's going on, mate? Apparently that isn't the only gig that Sammy had cancelled.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I tell you what, I was on Facebook and the sort of been off West Football Club have cancelled their show as well. Because I reckon that there's a lot of Indigenous at that club and it will offend them if he makes racial jokes, but, you know, come on, it's a bit of a joke.
So the Salisbury West Football Club, who had booked him, have now cancelled their Sammy Newman.
Salisbury North West Football Club.
Salisbury North. Okay, mate.
Well, it's just getting worse and worse for Sammy. 133353, is the decision to cancel Sam Newman's gig a good or a bad idea?
And we tried to get the manager on from the Lady Bay, but he hasn't answered our calls.
I reckon there was three or four other gigs as well.
I wouldn't be surprised if there's
a domino effect and Sam won't be here.
Daniel in Balaclava, what do you think about this, mate?
Daniel?
Yeah, I'm actually, it's a bit hard. We're coming to our Facebook page and telling us that we shouldn't have him.
Yep.
Not a part of our club whatsoever. I understand that people might not align with his views, but I agree with you guys that if you don't want to, you don't listen.
Yeah, exactly right.
You don't have to buy a ticket.
It's like exactly.
It's like comedians, Jars. They go to places where you go, wow, that's crossing the line. But if you don't like people crossing the line, you don't go, Jars. But that's I don't know. It's just all part of it with
disappointing,
him.
So 133353, was it a good idea to ban him? As Blue said, would it make it look like the venue was aligning their ideas with Sam's, or is it a bad idea that it's been pandering to the, or like the as Byrne called it, the minority? 133353.
My question when I spoke to Alice was, not necessarily, he's not my cup of tea, but I agree with all you guys. If I don't like him, I don't go and listen to him, etc. But my thing is, if I paid my money to listen to Sam Newman and then the venue cancels him, am I entitled to my money back?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, I'm just wondering whether or not they're prepared, if they're sold out, and the majority of those people want to see Sam Newman, they're going to lose an awful lot of money.
Yeah, correct.
That is absolutely correct.
Spot on. Good call.
It shouldn't all be about money, but when you do something like this, I think it's a relevant question.
Sam Newman's not everyone's cup of tea. And never have. That's just Sam.
Yeah. You know, no, he divides people and divides opinion, no doubt about it.
Yeah, the best thing about Sam is he answers any question. Correct. He has an opinion on any subject. So if they don't want the conversation,
don't buy his tickets. Don't go and sit there and watch him for 2 hours.
Quite often it's on whoever's interviewing him or whoever's driving the conversation, because he will honestly, and that's the best thing about him, he never sits on the fence. He's either that way or that way, and he's just got a strong opinion.
And what do you say about comedians, Byrne?
Comedians go way further than what Sam Newman goes. They cross the line a lot, and I'm talking when people are saying about racism and sexism and all that. They go there all the time, and Sam doesn't actually do that in the shows he's on, because obviously there'll be people in the audience that would affect.
Well, I think it's his podcast. He said some very controversial stuff. That's where he has upset some people. Mm.
Andy, you mutter par up. 133353. Sam Newman got cancelled due to public backlash. Was that a good or a bad idea?
Look, I think one of your lads said it. Good morning, fellas. I think one of your lads said it just then. We buckle in Australia to a minority and not the majority. I mean, if they wanted him, they booked him. So why now do they all follow like bloody sheep, which is what, unfortunately, we're just made up of a lot of gutless people these days.
That's society we're in now, my friend.
Exactly.
That's where we are. That's where we're at with the society. Yeah. Every time we open our mouth, I feel like I've got a gun in my head. I'm so scared to say the wrong thing, because the backlash is enormous because of the minority of the people.
That was my point with the cricket stuff. I followed that yesterday on social media. Yeah. There was a controversial runner. It wasn't controversial, but then someone said, well, initially I thought it was quite clever.
Yeah.
But the more I think about it, the more I think it's unsportsmanlike. So it's like, anyway.
There's a line in the sand. There's a line in the sand in society. You just don't cross that line.
Don't let other people affect your opinion, though, Blue. That's the
exactly
bottom
right.
Line.
Any more calls, Heyday?
Yeah, Nathan Aldinga. But what do you recommend?
Aldinga. G'day, Nath.
G'day, boys. How are we going?
Good.
Your take?
Look, it's somewhat infuriating, isn't it? I mean, we talk about freedom of speech and all that and all this, and, you know, he says what it is, as you said, a spade's a spade, and it's something that everyone enjoys, and it's the minority ruining it for the majority, I reckon. And you know what? If people are buying tickets to go see him, they want that. So why does the other people that don't want that have to butt their heads in?
No, great call, Nathan. I agree. It's actually refreshing for someone to speak their mind because no one does it, Jars, as you said, because they're too worried about the backlash.
Oh. And so far, it's the Salisbury North Footy Club. They've cancelled their gig with Sammy. The Lady Bay sent cancelled. Yes. The Balaclava Footy Club.
Well, not yet, Jars. There's been some stuff written on their Facebook.
Luciano's
apparently
down at the Marina Pier.
Marina Pier, yep.
Right. He's there this Thursday, Sammy. He's there this Thursday. So we've been trying to touch base with these managers to just get some clarifications that Sammy will still be there. And do the patrons who have already paid get their money back.
You know what? Maybe Sam can't be stuffed coming anymore either. He might just go, you know what? Jam it.
I reckon he said that.
Now.
He said it's not going to change his life by, you know, the amount of money he's going to make out of it. So if you don't want me to come, fine.
He doesn't have to come.
Also, too, the venues that have decided to say no, we can just point out that they have every right to do that and they don't deserve any backlash themselves. Let us know what you think. 133353 or get us on the text 0488851047 for Automasters.
With this weather, it has been sensational. Oh. And everyone had a wonderful Easter holiday. The Henley Square was just vibing up big time and it was great seeing families and kiddies running around the beach. I had one of the best holidays ever. I found a wonderful destination.
Did you, John?
Honestly, I loved it.
It's not like you to get out and leave. Yeah.
It's one of the best holidays I've had. And I love the river too. Don't worry. I used to go down in the river a fair bit. But I tell you what, I didn't budge from Henley Beach.
That was it?
I didn't budge from my home.
Hang on. So you reckon you found a new place and it's, front yard?
I went around at the front. Well, mate, it was beautiful.
I was expecting like some hidden destination or some popular little hidden spot that no one's ever spoken about, but and then you go to your house.
Yep.
You officially just live in your own little bubble, don't you?
No, I don't.
It's called the German bubble.
No, it's not.
And it pops every now and then. But get it. There's a whole state is unbelievable.
I've seen a lot of our state and it's gorgeous. Who bangs on about the best place on earth to live?
Me.
No, you don't. You can't just go to the wineries and get three parts and get Catherine to drive you home.
Well, I went to McLaren Vale on Saturday and then yesterday? I went to the beautiful Adelaide Hills.
And to do
stunning.
What? To do what?
Pick strawberries with the boys.
Nice. Okay.
And a couple found a winery on the way home. And a couple of brewskis.
Don't try and blame it on strawberry picking. You were always going to the winery, Blue.
At least you're supporting the local wineries.
That's right. And our economy, South Australian economy.
Well, congratulations. Mm. And I was doing the same down at Henley Beach.
By eating a packet of chips. You're not,
in your jocks.
You're not supporting.
Spilling them down the front of you.
I have my Daniel Craig bathers on.
Get out a bit more.
You mean Jenny Craig bathers? Now, we've been talking about a lot of iconic places in South Australia, but one, unfortunately, has hit Jars close to heart because it could be coming under the hammer, Jars.
Yeah, the Adelaide Giants Scotsman, which looms over one of our busiest intersections for nearly 60-odd years, chaps, is close to being bulldozed or replaced.
You all right?
Bit emotional because I used to go past there a fair bit with my late mother and we used to just stop at the lights from time to time and I used to look up and, used to love it.
The lights were red, you'd stop? Yeah.
The 5-metre tall fiberglass sculpture is going to be looking for a new home because they're going to build townhouses, apartments and shops, etc., because of the rezoning. 60 years, we cannot lose this big man. Well, we cannot lose Big William
what
Wallace.
What are you going to do with
we've got to put him somewhere else.
Where would you put something?
Great question. 133353, where can we put him? In today's paper, page 9, they're saying Edinburgh down there. Strathalbyn, they reckon he could find a home there. Narracourt, what's down at Narracourt? We've got to find a spot.
Narracourt?
I'll take him home.
What about on the hill near the scoreboard at Adelaide Oval?
Oh, hello.
You can just overlook the boys.
Can you imagine Jars every half time?
They may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom!
And Sloaney, when he's pumping the boys up pre-game, he's go, look, Scotty's looking over us. Are we going to die for him or we're not? He could pump them up, play a bit of Scottish music. We could turn into a Scottish team.
Is there anything, Byrne, that you've miss from your child?
Any iconic?
Yeah, no, there is. There's a couple. Dazzleland at the top of the Myer Centre. Now, that was something that never really liked going shopping with Mum, but when we come down to Adelaide and go to the Myer Centre, straight up the top of the, it's over two levels, Jars. Yeah. There was a little roller coaster and there was all sorts of games you could play up there. And another one that they took away from us is Green Hills Adventure Park.
Yes.
Victor Harbour.
Down south.
Now, that's just completely shut down, that one. Oh. So. There's a couple that I've got fond memories as a kid from that are no longer around. Blue,
good one.
Yeah, Magic Mountain. I know it's been replaced, but I love Magic Mountain.
Magic, it's not the same.
Down a slippery dip, 160 k's an hour.
Yeah, about five of you down the slide at once. When you get warned from the security, don't do that again. You're straight up to the top again, and then you get six going down there.
I tell you what,
it's the only place you get 10 warnings before you get kicked out.
I tell you what else I miss too is me and my mates used to do the double. We used to go to the Grand Hotel on a Sunday afternoon, have a couple of frothies there. Well, no, this is a little bit later in life.
I thought you were going to do the double with the Grand and Magic Mountain. I was thinking, that's weird.
And then we'd go from the Grand to Lenny's.
Oh, Lenny's!
Lenny's on a Sunday night, a bit of live music.
Yes. Oh, that's the watermark now, yeah?
No.
Is it?
No. The Lenny's?
Yeah, it used to be opposite the Buffalo ship. There's another one, the Buffalo.
Yeah, that's the watermark, Jars.
Was it really Lenny's, though?
Yes. Even I know that. That's Bay before Disco. My time.
The Bay Disco is a big one. Can I throw one in?
Yeah.
Of course can. Downtown, Hornley Street.
Oh, downtown.
Used to get on the Dodgem cars.
Yeah, get in there.
The Dodgem cars.
Used to pinch a dollar out of Mum's purse. God, there were some great spots.
133353. We want to know what South Aussie icons you miss. Jars is very upset that the Scotties Motel Scotsman could be meeting its maker and being gone, considering Jars has Scottish roots, or so he says to us. Blue, you had a couple of bangers as well.
Yes, Stephen Harris, Puzzle Park at Murray Bridge.
Yes.
And then Dan says the original Monash Playground.
Yep.
And he says Magic Mountain as well. I went to Monash Playground.
Yeah. Get us on the text, 0488 51047. Ashton in Parra Hills, what SA icon do you miss?
Got to be the Brickworks.
Yeah, the Brickworks.
Nice.
That Brickworks.
You're right.
What was your favourite Belgium's?
What about a good ambulance service? We miss that, don't we?
There it is. Here's my prize.
I've got an idea for these guys. I know how to help them.
Yeah.
We can get them all out on e-box.
E-box? What's that?
E-bike. E-bikes. We'll have to have a look. Oh, I think I know those ones. Right. Peter, Webb Beach, what is your South Aussie icon that you miss?
Being stopped from being able to go down to Outer Harbour and go fishing off the wharf.
That's cool.
You have to have a look. Private enterprise, and now there's private property and fences everywhere.
Oh, jeez.
Don't you have to have a license to go fishing now as well?
Don't think so.
I think you do.
Stay strong, Pete. Thanks,
baby. Maybe in the York Peninsula. Let us know your favourite SA icon that you miss.
Plenty of calls coming in, Jars. Who's up first?
Okay, let's go.
Just got back into the studio in time. Well done, Jazz.
The phones are going off outside. I've just been with little AJ. She's talking about she might have a date on tonight. So I was giving her some tips. Right.
Well, who's the first caller?
Well, Hato's got the phone box.
Andrew in Surrey Downs, what SA icon do you miss, mate?
Mate, Marineland. You should be at West Beach.
Marineland!
I love it. Had the dolphins, the seals. They even had Mr. Percival there from the movie, I think, didn't they?
I cried when Mr. Percival died.
You did.
Spoiler alert!
Yeah, but you cry when you watch the news, Blue.
Good on you, Andy. Thanks, mate.
Michael in Woodford, what SA icon do you miss?
It's got to be old Rowley Park Speedway.
Torrance Road. Used to go there as a wee boy every Friday night.
Michael. That was great. Hey, Jars, I've got an idea for the Scotsman.
Yeah, buddy.
Why don't we put him up with the brewery chimney alongside when we raise the flag for the SNFL?
Love it.
Oh.
Surprise, please.
Jesus. Yeah. Stand out up there.
That's great.
That's going to get flattened, isn't it?
No,
the brewery?
It's not.
Yes, it is.
No, but not all of it. Not all of it.
Okay.
Not always. Michelle in Surrey Downs, what SA icon do you miss? Jars is going to miss the Scotties Motel Scotsman.
Well, I'm going to miss him too, but I really miss the giant Father Christmas that used to be on the John Martins in the mall.
John Martins.
Maybe they can hang out together.
Where is
Santa and Scotty?
I don't know where annoying you.
Jeez, we've taken away some great iconics, haven't we?
Have we? Because
you can't do that because it might fall over or a bolt might fall off.
Well, it's progress. Yeah, that's what it
I
is.
I think that cost a fair bit for upkeep, Jars. Painting and
well,
all
I'll
that.
Paint yeah, it. I'll paint it. A Scottish. I'll give a stuff.
You're apparently high on fumes.
I don't care.
No, I know you'll paint.
What else, Hayden?
Alfie Athelstan, what is the SA icon you miss, mate?
Oh, definitely got to be Summerfall there. We used to have the arcade and you put your 2 cents in that machine and you go win, 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 loss.
Spot on,
Andy. You remember that?
Yes.
Still a gambler.
Take care, mate.
Responsibly. Thank you to everyone for putting up with us this morning, enjoying
Is
us.
That it?
And yeah, of course, that's it, mate. It's 9 o'clock.
Keep going. Oh, right, right.